Welcome to the Level Up Your Life podcast with Erica Dale, where you will get real and relevant information to help you grow your network marketing business and level up your life.
Hey, hey, Level Up listeners. Happy Tuesday. Hope you guys are having a great week so far. We just got back yesterday from a trip to Florida, and we were supposed to come home last Friday, but Jesse and I decided to spend a few extra days in Florida, explore some new areas, and really kind of determine where our next home purchase is going to be. So exciting. Just looking to kind of level up our 2022 like we've talked about before in this podcast. But I wanted to share a little bit of value with you guys, and hopefully this will be, as always, something you can take away and implement immediately, something you can begin to work on that will grow you, grow your business, and grow your paycheck. So I just read this quote, and it just kind of spiraled this idea of what to talk to you guys about. Again, I pretty much do our podcast on the fly, do a little bit of research and things a little bit ahead of time, but I always want to be real and relevant. Right? I want to be talking about things going on in today. I want to talk about real world stuff that makes sense, not things that happened 10 years ago. Also, my dog is like having a panic attack because her dad won't let her in his office right now. So if you hear her barking, it is what it is. So this was the quote, and it says, "They can't follow you if they don't know where you are going." And I think that this is so true for so many people. We are all over the place, right? We're jumping ship to this company, or we're trying out this one, or we're sharing someone's content, and then we're sharing some, and it's just mad chaos. If they don't know where you're going, they can't follow you. If you're giving them a confused message, they're not going to follow you. You need to know where you're going in order for them to follow you, to know where you're going, to jump on board and to want what you have. So let's talk about what this looks like. And really, it's about creating a vision for yourself, creating a clear and concise vision of where you're headed, maybe even what you've already done, being able to tell the story. But a lot of times it's where you're headed, right? If you want someone to follow you, if you want them to buy your product or join your team, you have to paint that vision for them. I just talked to a girl today on my team, and you know, she said she's on this weight loss journey, and this is step one, and then she wants to start building her business. But in the same breath, she said she needed income and she didn't like her current situation. And I said, then why are we not doing this simultaneously? And her answer to that was, I'm embarrassed. She didn't say these words, but I'm embarrassed and I don't want to be on camera. And it was all the things related back to her weight loss. So kudos to her for getting on the weight loss journey, right? I wish her well. I hope that she absolutely crushes it and gets to wherever she wants to go. But I said, but if in the same breath you're saying that you need money, you don't like your current job, you don't like the hours that you have to work, why not do these things simultaneously? Because the cool thing is she has products that she can partner up right with her journey. And I said, and by you getting vulnerable and sharing your journey, sharing where you're headed, the vision of this weight loss, people are going to like you more. They're going to relate to you because 90% of people have or are struggling with weight, right? So for her to put it out there and to be vulnerable, they are going to be attracted to that. But then to paint the vision of what she's doing, why she's doing it, they're going to be even more attracted and they're going to want to be a part of that. So I've said this, gosh, I don't know how many times, but when people quit or they don't stay consistent or they're always starting over again, and this isn't anything in life, they're like, well, I'm not motivated. Nobody's motivated. I'm here to tell you. I'm not motivated to go to the gym, but I go 5 times a week. I'm not motivated to track my food, but I track my food every day. I'm not motivated to text my team when, you know, the last text I sent them, they never replied to that, right? That's not fun. But why do I do it anyway? Because I have a clear why. I have a clear vision. I know where I want to go. And these are the things that are going to get me there. No, they're not sexy, but they're necessary. So you need to get really clear and concise with your vision, with your why, where you're headed, in order to be able to share that with other people. again, they're not going to follow you if they don't know where you're going. And you can't tell them where you're going if you don't first know where you're going. So some of the ways that you can do that is by branding yourself, right? Of course, sharing the story, sharing the vision. Where are you going? Why are you doing it? I a lot of times get people in network marketing, especially, and they're like, well, I don't have a story like you do. So that's why I don't enroll distributors. And that's BS. You don't enroll distributors because you don't do the work. Sell the vision. Yeah, no, I'm not a millionaire yet, but that's where I'm headed. That's what I will be. No, I've never earned a trip, but guess what? They just announced one and I will be on that trip next year. Whatever the vision is, but have confidence and sell the vision if you don't quite yet have a story. Guess what? When I started 10 years ago, you guys, I didn't have a story. I was broke. I couldn't pay my electric bill. I had a shutoff notification in the dead of winter in Pennsylvania. The vision was that I no longer wanted to live that life. And I refused to have to walk into another assistance office and ask for help. Do you think that people out there can relate to that? Now, they may not join day one, but they're watching. They want to know if I'm going to go and do it. And then they may have a little bit of confidence and inspiration to come and give it a try themselves. So branding yourself is a part of this. What I see a lot, especially on social media, is a confusing message, right? One day you're talking about nutrition. One day you're talking about family. One day you're talking about marriage. One day you're talking about your dog. One day you're talking about your product. One day you're talking about your job. One day you're talking about travel. And all of these things are probably obviously a part of your life. And yes, you should share things about your life and a personal view of what you are, who you are, what you do. But what is your message? So I teach people to come up with 3 to 5 brand buckets. And that is what you want 90% of your message to be about. Because now people know what to expect from you. So what that is completely up to you. People often get stuck on this because, you know, they're an accountant. But it's not really their passion, right? They went to school, they got the degree. Maybe it was a family thing. I don't know. But it's not their passion. Okay, then don't talk about accounting. You don't have to. Just because it's your job doesn't mean it's what you're going to talk about. And also, this is probably a little bit of a side note, but don't mistake things that you're good at for passion, right? Like, I'm really good at typing. I can type like 90 some words a minute with hardly any error. Really, really good. I can look in the other room and type still almost perfectly. My husband says I'm a freak. But that's not my passion. So just because you're good at something, just because you have the talent in that area, doesn't mean it's your passion, and that's okay. What are you passionate about? What can you easily talk about? What lights you up? That's probably part of your brand. My dog has the zoomies right now, guys. It's actually really funny. But you need to brand yourself. Nobody cares about your company. Nobody cares about your product, right? They will. And if you have a really cool product, then yes, that helps. It's beneficial. But they care about you. They want to know you. They want to like you. You are your brand, and you need to brand yourself. So that's number one thing of what you can do in order to create a better message, in order to create a better vision so that people know where you're going. The next thing is in this confusing message, and I did a reel on this today on my Instagram. If you guys follow me there, you can check it out. But it was inspired by this. I see a lot of times, I see people sharing content because it's a hot button right now. Because maybe it's like real world topics, you know, something just happened in our world, maybe, you know, like the pandemic or politics, or as of, I don't know, Sunday or Monday, I don't even know what day, you know, Will Smith hitting Chris Rock. You guys, the only reason I even know about that is because literally every single post on my social media was talking about it. I don't even know what awards show. I don't even know what it was. I didn't go look. I don't care. And here's why it's confusing. Because if you're not really passionate about real world topics, like hot topics, and you're not doing the research, and you're not willing to go down the rabbit hole of actually knowing what you're talking about, and you're just sharing something that you saw, people are going to see right through you. Don't share content just because it's a hot topic right now. Now, I have a girlfriend who she's kind of gone away from this, but for years she was talking about real world stuff, politics, pandemic, things that a lot of people, you know, pretended to be down the rabbit hole with, but really didn't have any other ideas except for what was being put out in front of them. Right? They were getting their news from social media and they were regurgitating it, but then they would get called out on it. And they'd be like, well, where'd you get that information? And they would message my friend and be like, oh my gosh, I shared something of yours and now someone's asking me for resources and I don't have a clue. And she's like, do your work, do your research. I spend hours a day on this. And another example, I saw someone just today, it's actually what spun off this, this reel. They were sharing, and again, another piece of content that someone else had just recently talked about. Not necessarily a hot button, but it, you know, it can be, I suppose. And this was today. And just 2 weeks ago, this person had posted something. And so I went and dug and did 5 minutes of research and it completely contradicted what she posted today. So to me, now it could just be an error, right? We are all human. We all make mistakes. I am not perfect, but it was contradicting what she was shaming people about today. And so it's like, if anyone went and did 5 minutes of research, now the trust of her, it's gone, right? It's not to say she can't get it back, but it's gone. So don't share the hot button topics, the content that other people are sharing that you have no idea about just because you think it's going to get you like a ton of likes and a ton of comments. And, you know, it's not worth it. It's sending mixed signals. It's sending a confusing message. It's not your brand. So just stay in your own lane. Stay in your own lane. And then lastly, how you can really help to create a vision and create a path to, that people know where you're going so they then want to follow you is by knowing your audience. Who is your audience? Now listen, you guys, I have a product that I think every human being over the age of 18 should be taking. So can my product help everyone? Yes, of course it can. Can my business opportunity help everyone? Yes. If they're willing to do the work and be coachable and all the things, absolutely. But does that mean that I want to put a message out there that is going to attract everyone? It's not possible. So I need to know my audience. I need to know who I'm talking to. And I'm still working on this, you guys, to be completely honest with you. 37 years old, 10 years of network marketing, 6 years in my current company, and I'm still working on really figuring out who my ideal audience is. I think I've got it, but I'm not 100% sure yet. And I'm talking about my business builders, right? Yes, my customers, I'm not necessarily talking to them. I mean, I have who I want to talk to as far as the customer parts go, but I'm looking for business builders. So who are you talking to? The cool thing about building your brand and branding yourself and really dialing that in, you're going to naturally talk to your people. And that's why, like, if you're going down these rabbit holes and sharing like whatever the hot button topic is of the day, and you're attracting those same people, and then you can't continue to talk about it, you just lost all credibility. But if you're sharing content and value and talking about the things that you truly are passionate about and you could talk about forever, and you would start to attract those people, now they are connected. They want to follow you. They want to know more. Do you guys get what I'm saying? So number one, brand yourself. What I would do after this podcast, if you've not done this exercise, is I would take a piece of paper and I'd write down 3 to 5 brand buckets. And then what I would do from there is take those 3 to 5 brand buckets and narrow them down even more. Because what a lot of people do is they'll say, like, my buckets are nutrition, faith, and parenting. Those are way too broad. Way too broad. But what you could do to niche those down or narrow those down is, okay, what did I even just say? I already forgot. Faith, I think I said was one. So what type of faith? Is it Catholicism? Is it Christianity? Is it faith in your, as an entrepreneur, like there's so many avenues you can go. Nutrition, right? Nutrition is actually one of my brand buckets. I have a PhD in nutrition. And you could say holistic nutrition. Yeah, still a little bit too broad. Not bad, but get further. Mine is lifestyle nutrition. How to eat the foods you love without sacrificing or without giving, without undoing all the progress you've made. Sorry, I'm trying to find the words today. And then parenting, right? Obviously, that is not my brand. But if it were, what type of parenting, right? There's like crunchy mamas, holistic mamas. There's single parents or round two, like my friends Kristen and Eric have, which is divorced parents that have separate children that are getting married and they're combining a family, right? There's so many avenues you can go, but I would encourage you to not just brand very broad. That's a start. Get narrow, get more intimate, figure out who the person is you're talking to. And I promise if you start doing these things in your conversation, in your social media, in your stories, in your reels, your business is going to grow and you're going to be a lot happier doing it, right? Have you ever posted something on social media because it's a hot button and you just have all of this adversity and negativity? Now, I'm not saying that that won't happen as you're talking about your own passions and everything else, but that's how you get to weed people out. And that's what you want to do. Yes, can your product help everyone? I'm sure it can. Yes, can network marketing and the business opportunity help everyone? Absolutely. But guess what? You are not going to impress everyone. You are not going to be liked by everyone. And you need to get that through your head right now. But I guarantee if you start talking to the right people, and by talking to them, I mean putting out the right content, it's going to get easier and easier and easier, and you're going to experience a lot more joy in your business. So I hope that this helps you guys. I appreciate you tuning in. We'll see you back here next week. Thanks so much and have a great day. God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to Level Up Your Life with Erica Dale. If you're loving this podcast, be sure to subscribe so you never miss any episodes. And of course, your 5-star reviews are much appreciated. Be sure to check out whoisericadale.com for more free content and tips to help level you up.